It strikes me that I keep banging on a lot about what's going on in my head, but the day-to-day stuff I haven't been quite so good at telling you about, so forgive me for that. So you catch me in the car park at Tesco's in Abingdon, where I'm getting a lot of very strange looks from people who are wondering why a woman is sitting in a car talking to herself. And forgive me if I'm a little bit breathless, I'm breathing a bit like the old porno movie. I mean, I'm pleased to see you, of course, but I've just been round Tesco's, and it's the size of how many football pitches? Actually, it's funny how I find my life kind of shrinking, because there are bits of Tesco's that I just can't get to. I just can't make it, or if I could make it, I don't think I could make it back to the tills. So I find myself sort of planning any shopping trips, thinking, right, now I can go to Sainsbury's for this because the section I need is quite close to the door, and there are bits that I get in Tesco's because what I need they keep close to the door. And there are days, especially just after chemo, 3 or 4 days after chemo, when I'm so tired. I mean, it's just a bone-wearying tiredness that I can almost can't get out of bed. And those are the days when I go to Dew's Meadow Farm Shop, because they sell bread and milk and meat, and all I have to do is get out of the car, stagger through the door, and then stagger back to the car. So it's funny how life turns out. But anyway, so I thought I'd talk a little bit about what I actually do with myself. Well, it's my day off today. We've got two guests staying in the house, so I've just been to buy some more bedding, because we never seem to have enough bedding. I can't keep up with all the washing. And of course, at home, I'm still doing cleaning, washing, washing up, and I wonder often where my teenage children are, but you know, it's as it should be. I mean, they are treating the house a bit like a hotel, but than I did when I was that age, because you're so desperate to get out and sort of live your own life. And they'll kind of figure it out when they have their own place and realise that the cleaning fairy doesn't come in the middle of the night when they're living by themselves. And then they'll come back and fall at my feet and realise how wonderful and witty and clever and charming and kind I am. Yeah, well, I like to live in my own little fantasy world. And of course, work. And this is one of the things that actually keeps me sane. People think that I'm mad to keep working, especially when I've had chemotherapy. But I'm only going to have 6 cycles of chemotherapy. I've had 5 already. I've had a few days off, just, you know, the tiredness and the sickness and the fact that I managed to break my leg in June. But what happens at work? I think people think that news arrives in some kind of gold embossed red leather folder, which should be opened with due reverence. And we don't do anything with due reverence at Jack FM, as you probably know. So news, actually, we go out, we have to hunt it down and then bring it back kicking and struggling to our dumpy, ugly little building on the Woodstock Road. And my days, I do an 11 till 7 shift. So I rock up at 11 o'clock. I spend the first hour, pretty much, of my shift going through all the emails that have come in. So when things pop up on the website, if you sent in a Jacktivity, it's usually me that's put it there. And I make sure it goes in our news diary as well, so that we can mention it at the end of one of our bulletins. If it's a story that we want to cover, then everyone knows it's there. And of course, stick it on the website. And here's just a personal plea. Please don't attach PDF files. Anything that I can't cut and paste means I have to physically sit and transcribe. I have to type it out, which doesn't put me in the best of moods, and it just slows things down. So if you can put stuff in that I can cut and paste, oh, I love you forever. So from 12 until 1, which is my first bulletin at 1, I am out news hunting. Now, all the national and international news that we have is sent down through our wire service, and we use Sky News. All the local news we write ourselves, and I mean everything, absolutely everything. So, you know, we check with the emergency services, we check with our contacts, all kinds of ways that we get the news in. And we get lots of press releases, of course, and all kinds of stuff. You'd be amazed at the places that we actually find news. You find it by accident sometimes, just reading, I don't know, Parish Magazine, and think that's a good story. And then from 1 until 7, I am just busy chasing the news. I also have to set up the Sunday roast. So it's really quite a busy old day, especially if, for example, Thames Valley Police decide they're going to file, say, 3 stories in an hour, and you've got to write all of them up. And we don't just write them up once. Of course, to keep things fresh, we like to have at least three different versions of the same story. So you're writing 9 stories, possibly, or 9 or 12 sometimes, in an hour, and you have to think of 3 different ways of saying the same thing. There's been an accident on the A4, or several people have been taken to hospital after an accident on the A4, or 3 people are still in hospital following an accident on the A34, that kind of thing. And it does tax you sometimes. And if anyone can think of another way of saying Thames Valley Police are appealing for witnesses, I'd love to hear from you, because I'm kind of running out of ways of saying it. Between 4 and 7, I read the news on not only Jack FM, but our sister station, FM 107.9, which is always great fun, because they do things slightly differently there. It's a slightly shorter bulletin, and they have a slightly different news agenda, so they're much more interested, say, in Michael Jackson than possibly our Jack FM listeners. Oh, I don't know, I make it up as I go along, and no one from management's complained yet. So I really can't complain. So back to Tesco's car park. I've done the stuff I need to do in here, and now I'm going to drive back to Sainsbury's to finish off the shopping and then go home. And there's a couple of puddles of something that the cat's left for me, which is going to need clearing up, so I better get cracking.